your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family. It's your mom, but she's dressed like an F-boy today, and your dad is not here because it is a very special day. It is a special day indeed. My co-host today is none other than friend of the show, aunt of the show, Instagram free Aunt Katie. She is here. Woo! She is in the building.
I'm here. I'm ready. Evan, you might have just lost your job.
And Evan's gone officially. The people have spoken. Dad is out of here. But here's the thing. I had to call in Instagram for Aunt Katie because, as you can see, if you're watching the YouTube, I am dressed as an F-boy. You got a little bikini top on.
I know. I'm on the island.
She's on the island because, baby, today we are having some serious girl time to talk F-Boy Island with one of the leads. It is our very own Katie Thurston.
Hi, everybody.
She's back and she's back on TV.
Who would have thought?
Katie, I cannot believe. Okay, just so everybody knows, just so that it's clear before we start, the three of us have become quite good friends.
This is the trifecta of LA.
Look out.
This is like when we talked about recapping the show, when we talked about, you know, covering this premiere, this 2 hour long premiere episode of F-Boy beforehand, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so special because if us three girls can talk about your experience.
I mean, you guys know me best, so I'm excited.
I'm like, we have all three gotten so close. The premiere episode, which is 2 hours, that dropped yesterday. If you have not watched this premiere 2 hour episode yet, you gotta go watch it because we're gonna be covering all the details about it and the behind the scenes from Katie. But the weird dynamic about this is that we're good friends and now you've become good friends with Instagram free Aunt Katie. I really don't know what's been going on in your life for the past few months. It has been very challenging and you have been a wonderful friend to like give me hints and drop little nuggets without spoiling anything for me because, as everyone probably knows, you were busy.
Oh, it's been a summer, for sure.
Two shows, but of course, Bachelor in Paradise, which is another conversation for another time. Mm-hmm. But you did that, and then you went on F-Boy Island. So us as friends back here...
So many questions.
We have so many questions. But I'm like, I'm going to be covering these shows. I don't want to know anything because I don't want to be spoiled. I want to have the opportunity to be like an audience member in this situation. So I don't know what's really going on with you, except the one thing we do know is the current status of your relationship, your love life. We know that because we go out on the town, so we have to know what's going on with you.
Yes.
But that's what we know.
Yeah. It's a little mystery, even with my inner circle, which has been really hard because there's so much I do want to tell you guys, but I'm going to make you tune in.
I don't know how you've done it genuinely because if
immediately on first call.
As soon as you got off filming F-Boy, because you filmed Bachelor in Paradise first. Correct?
Paradise was first.
Yep. And then you filmed F-Boy and you called me maybe a day after you got back. If I were you, it would be like all the tea, but you hooked me up by not telling me, even though I was almost begging for it. But you know, like, as a podcaster, I'm like, okay, I need to just be able to watch with the audience and give all of my my unbiased viewpoint in this.
Yeah, and we haven't even been able to talk about it. That was the other thing, is I'm so excited to hear your guys' thoughts on the episodes. I was like, save it for the pod. And now here we are, and I'm so ready to discuss.
Okay, I say we just dive right in.
Let's do it.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Because it was so much fun. This
so good.
It's so good.
Like, I watched the first two seasons, so I kind of had an idea of, like, you know, what the show was about. But this season, I am so excited to see how it all pans out. Like, there's some cuties.
Oh my God, it was a great group of guys.
Oh my God. Okay, first and foremost, before you accepted this deal,
yes,
what were your thoughts going in doing reality TV again? Because I don't know, from, again, the perspective of, like, being friends, I know that obviously you've been pursuing comedy.
Yeah.
And you had done Bachelor, Bachelorette. I didn't think that you were necessarily down to be hopping on reality TV again?
You know, I didn't say yes right away. I definitely did my research. I binged watched season two to kind of get the idea of the show. And it's very comical, the way that they do this reality show.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have Nikki, who's the host, and she's a comic.
Nikki's such a good host.
She is amazing.
I was cracking up the entire time.
The comedic relief she offers throughout the entire season is probably one of the top reasons why I said yes.
Did it feel that way when you were on camera too? Like when you were filming, it was the comedic relief to like help with the stress?
Yes. I mean, there's moments where I remember just kind of being like sad and like crying, and the tension is thick in the room. And then she comes in with this one liner and we're like, oh yeah, this is just FYI. And like, everyone chill out. It's going to be okay.
A deep breath for everybody.
Yes.
So you took your time. Mm-hmm. Did you have thoughts about, I mean, because obviously you've been open in conversations before on different podcasts that reality TV was tough. Were you tentative going back in?
I had a good feeling. You know, like I said, I didn't say yes right away. I did all my research, asked all the questions, made sure all my needs were met to make this a fun experience for me, regardless of the outcomes, you know? And that was for both shows. So I was going into this with more experience now, more confidence in what I've learned from my past experiences with reality TV and what I needed to do in order for me to say yes. And that happened.
Were you nervous with like, so now you're doing stand-up comedy. I know sometimes like the scene can be judgy, mm-hmm. right? About, oh, this was just a reality TV star, or they were an actor, you know, going in. Were you feeling nervous about dabbling back into reality TV now doing stand-up comedy?
I think I've done a really good job at still putting in the work as a comedian, you know, and I think that is where you make a difference. You know, I'm not utilizing my platform and taking advantage of the opportunity. Of course, I have this audience and these connections that I can now make, but I'm still going to the open mics every day. I'm still barking on the street trying to get people to come to shows. You know, I'm not here being like, I'm a 1 hour headliner. Like, I know what I'm capable of.
I mean, you're a queen, but.
Well, thank you. But,
like,
you know,
I would have taken that opportunity and like, ta ta. You'll never see me again except for on a billboard somewhere.
I'm out, baby.
Yeah. For me, it's
so that's amazing.
Yeah, it's I have a long-term goal. Like, I'm not trying to like hit the iron while it's hot. I'm trying to still put in the work and do what I need to do to be better as a comedian. So in some ways, this is definitely going to help with exposure, but I'm not over here being like, all right, I'm about to do 1 hour show and bomb for the next hour.
Right. Okay. So you get on F-Boy, and what's the first day like? Because I know it's going to be a different experience on different reality TV shows, but I don't think I've ever asked you that before. Like, leading up to it, are you panicking?
The energy behind the scenes getting ready for day one of filming felt good. Like, it didn't feel hectic, despite it being with a new network, a new location. Like, it really felt good, which was great for my mindset because I feed off people's energy, you know? And if people are stressed, I'm stressed and I don't know why, you know? And so everyone was just in really good spirits about it. We filmed last minute, like a little promo that we got to launch, you know, announcing that I was on the show. Mm-hmm. And it was just like excitement all around, you know? And then I met the women on camera for the first time.
That was going to be a question of mine. Like, did you guys meet beforehand? And even like Nikki, did you know her before? Like, that scene is like, you are all meeting.
We are all meeting for the first time. Of course, I know of Nikki, you know, but I never met her. And then the two women, I wasn't sure if they were going to know anything about, you know, the Bachelor universe that I was part of. Fun fact, they did not.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you bring that up?
You're like, by the way.
Yeah, so.
You're like, you're just having those moments where they haven't brought it up and you're like, okay, so is someone going to say something?
Nikki. Nikki actually brought it up, you know, when we're all having our introductions together and she's like, well, Katie, this isn't your first time. Let's talk about that. And so I do. And I was relieved that they didn't know because they didn't know anything about me. I didn't know anything about them. So we really got to go into it as sisters and kind of do it together.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. Had they done reality TV before?
Never.
Really? So it was the first?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I love both of them.
They're the best.
Daniela and Hallie, they're both absolutely gorge. I love their energy. Everyone has like just fun, different dynamics.
We're so different. Yeah. And somehow it worked. It worked in terms of who we were pursuing. It worked with how we approach love and dating and the show. So there's just different elements where my hope is the audience member can at least see themselves in one of us three women, because we're just so different.
Are you all like living in the same space? Because I know we saw those moments where, you know, it looks like you guys have like the same living room, but are you together a lot?
So with this place that we filmed, it's a like a three, like a tripod of rooms, kind of.
Okay.
So we had our private time if we needed it, but Hallie's room ended up being kind of like the morning spot for breakfast and coffee and check-ins, but all within like a walking distance. We shared walls, so we were as close as we could be with where we were at.
Okay. And so you all got along really well and we're spending tons of time together.
Tons.
My gosh, all the gossiping.
I know, I would live for that. I would
live to wake up and walk into someone's room and be like, okay,
no,
can we talk about everything?
Straight up, I'm like, I'm not leaving with any of these men. I'm leaving with these women because this is a fun new little pod that I've created.
It was so fun. And I will spill one little secret because it won't make TV because it wasn't filmed. But we did sneak out one night and teepee the boys' house.
Stop it.
Which was so fun. It just felt like summer camp and like the sisterhood, the inner child came out that night. We definitely got in trouble. So sorry to the producers if you're like, listening to this.
They're like, tell us next time. We'll film it.
Yeah. You were able to sneak out.
I mean, that was the problem. We shouldn't have been.
You're like, we were in full costume. Okay. We were dressed like we were working at like on the hotel property.
It was the scariest thing we did there. But the adrenaline was high and it was such a core memory for us.
That's really, really fun. Amazing. Did you like proper like get them good?
I mean, we did the best we could while, you know, trying to be mindful of the environment. But like I said, we were so scared. I feel like we were like in and out as fast as we could.
How far into the filming was that?
Oh, that's a great question.
Was it like you guys are starting to spiral because it's been a long time in and you're like, we need to do something to release this?
Yeah. It definitely, I think it might have been like somewhere in the middle for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, one of my biggest things watching you on this, which, by the way, Katie, we're
gonna get insane. Like,
you looked, I was you like, looked, you looked so gorgeous. I also, too, now that we're friends, watching it, I cried.
You too. Your tears.
I know. I know. Aunt Katie over here. Me and Katie will get emotional. We'll cry, and Aunt Katie's just like,
suck it
come
up.
On, you guys. I cried watching it because I just felt like so excited and proud to watch you. And you were so funny. You had so many good zingers. You were so entertaining. It was like, I felt like I loved watching your season, obviously, of The Bachelorette. But this felt like I was watching Katie.
Yeah. That's how I felt doing it as well. Like, I was me to the fullest and it was embraced. There was no pushback on like, be more serious. Don't say that. Do this. Like, it was just like, go have fun, Katie. We're just going to be here waving from behind the camera. And like, I loved that. Like, yeah. I've only seen obviously this premiere as well. So I'm so excited for the rest of this season because I want to watch it back so badly.
How did it feel differently with filming with Daniela and Hallie and having like comrades?
Yeah.
Without being just like the singular person having to do this?
Yeah, it was great because it was like real life dating, you know, like it's like how I get to have you two in my life and talk about our dating stories and our gut feeling and the red flags. You know, I got to do that with them as well. And so they're there the whole time and we're navigating and we're kind of balancing each other's emotions. You know, when one girl's sad, we're there picking them up. You know, we're discussing every night our thoughts on the guys and rearranging these cards and being like, who do we think's an F-boy? Who's a nice guy? We had like a to be decided, like some people we just didn't know.
Gosh. Oh my God. Yeah. Were you all on the same page with a lot of the guys or did you have a lot of different opinions?
Overall, I do think we were on the same page. Not that we were right, because I'm going to tell you right now, we are wrong a lot.
Well, honestly, every boy, I was like, they're an F boy. Like just looking at the lineup, I was like, they're all so cute. I'm like, all of you.
It's so crazy to see.
None of them.
Yeah. You know, right now on my highlights on Instagram, I let people vote ahead of time on if they thought these men were F-boys or nice guys. So feel free to go look back at that, audience members. And overall, that is the majority. People are saying, I feel like they're all F-boys. And it's tough.
Well, when they're all a bunch of cuties.
I know.
You know, in like the outfits, everyone's pretty stylish. You're like, I don't know about any of you. Okay, so I'm realizing that from the top of this, we didn't even really cover the exact premise of the show. I'm assuming everyone's watched it already. But the dynamic is very different from past reality TV you've done because there is a prize at the end.
$100,000 prize.
$100,000 prize. Do you want to give us a little synopsis?
I'll do it. I'll say it.
You know the full, rundown.
Yes. So three women are pursuing love and money for a chance to win $100,000. There are 21 men, some self-proclaimed F-boys, some nice guys. Why is this important? If I pick a nice guy, we're going to split the money at the end and live happily ever after. If I pick an F-boy, that F-boy has the chance to take all the money and run, leaving me broke and heartbroken. So it's a fun dynamic because we don't know who they are. And I will say, for those who haven't watched the show yet, there is a reveal episode later on. So at some point, we have already established connections with these men and we find out who they are. And it's tough because sometimes you are only left with F-boys. And so now all you're hoping is a self-proclaimed F-boy is now a reformed F-boy and we'll split that money. But no guarantees on the island.
The thing about Katie Thurston, everyone, and Aunt Katie, we can definitely both comment on this. The thing about you that we both know is that you are a romantic. And you are a love bug. And you are out there to find your person. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting watching this, and especially too with the F-boy dynamic with the money and everything that just adds to it, I'm like, I'm sure a lot of viewers are like, oh, it's reality TV. And I'm like, no. I know my friend. And you are looking for love wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Yeah. And you know, and after reality TV, it is a tough place to be in for dating. And I think I talk about that a lot on F-Boy Island, is like I'm in this weird like in-between phase of like, how do I meet somebody after being in the spotlight, you know? And in some ways it's like, well, do it in the spotlight again, you know? Like, here's these men who have been, you know, cast to be on the show. So you already know in some ways they have a great personality. You know, they're entertaining, they're not shy, you know? And they're used to this like spotlight now. And it's something that hopefully they can maybe share with me. And I mean, at the end of the day, it sounds so cliche, but I think love happens when it's going to happen, regardless of being on TV, through an app, through a meet cute at like Trader Joe's, you know, it's just like, I'm down for anything. I'm just looking for love.
No, 100%. And that's kind of though, I'm like, as someone then who has a relationship with you, I always just want to like hit home with people watching because I'm like, no, for real. I assumed before I knew you that I'm like, obviously, you know, she's great on camera. She loves love. That's part of the whole dynamic. But then once hanging out with you and seeing you like meet people in real life, I'm like, you really give your heart.
Sometimes too soon, but yes.
Yeah. You give your heart.
I do.
And you do get emotionally like you are invested.
Mm, yeah. I mean, what you see is what you get with this season. And I'm just excited to see, have people see a new side of me that maybe they didn't know before.
1,000%. Okay, so let's start with when you met all the guys. So you, Daniela, and Hallie, you sit down.
Nikki, I lived for that whole scene.
Yes, okay. And Katie, what were your initial thoughts with like some of the men that were coming out?
Their introductions for some of them, I'm like, the gall and audacity of some of them, I was floored. Floored. But I loved it. It was amazing. But like I said earlier, like all of them, I was like F-boys until proven innocent.
Yes, yes. Because what we saw, it was just so wild. I'm like, the dancing, the undressing, the serenades. What was it? Keith, who was like, I am Keith.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Literally, I'm jumping off a cliff if someone sings to me. Like, if someone sings to me, I'm out.
Like, it cannot be done.
That is a
red flag. Are you feeling watching this? Like,
oh my God. It's actually so fun because, like, here's us three women with different opinions, too. You know, here's Katie right now saying, I would jump off a cliff. And I'm like, swoon, you know?
That's the serenade.
Yeah. So it was just really fun to also get to kind of know the women because we're raising our flags. And so, you know, a dad joke to me is like, oh, green flag. And then to Hallie, she's like, absolutely not.
Right.
You know? We're different opinions.
Yeah. But I will say there was a lot of stripping. Like, I don't even know how much was shown on TV, but I was like, I feel like I'm at a strip club right now.
You're like, I didn't know that this is what I was signing up for. Hello,
yes.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Who were the people who you can, when you think back, like stood out to you either like negatively or positively?
For sure, Vince stood out right away, even before he came out, because I was like, he looks so familiar. Yeah. And it was bothering me because I was like, why do I know who that is? And then, you know, fast forward, I realized he was also on reality TV.
So you had seen part of his reality TV show.
I had watched his season. I never got to the end, so I never knew like how it ended up, but he was also engaged on reality TV.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you spotted him right away and it was just like kind of like a worm brain.
Yeah.
A worm brain.
Whatever that means. Brain, yeah.
Like I'm like, brain, you're going to have to explain that one to me later.
Like just getting in there and it's like, how do I know him? Okay.
Yeah.
But then also, did you like his energy immediately?
Oh, he was great. I mean, he gave me the good vibes. Hopefully that ends up being right with, you know, as I'm figuring out who these guys are.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, he got engaged on reality TV. So I have to believe he's there to find love as well.
Right.
So there was a level of comfort and safety with like, okay, I have interest in Vince.
He was one of the very few that I was like, I think he's a nice guy. Like, granted, very attractive, dressed very well. But that intro line was just, it was charming and it wasn't over the top.
He was very cute in his because, you know, he wasn't trying so hard. He's a little shy compared to some of the other guys, and I found that to be very endearing for sure.
Yes. I'm like, okay, I like Vince. I'm liking Vince.
Yeah.
Okay, who else?
Marco obviously stood out for me because I love the humor. I love like a dad joke. I love just a silly guy, and Marco very much is that.
He made me feel like, as a viewer, he was one of the ones that made me relax right away.
I was just going to say comfortable. Like, yeah. You're like, oh, I get his vibe.
He's dancing funny. He's being silly. He's goofy. It wasn't the red flags for me right away either, which obviously Vince and Marco, you all felt nice guy vibes, at least from the top, because you all gave him green flags, because these were two of the guys who got extra time at the top because you all gave him green flags.
Yes. Yeah. So I had good energy with them. The girls were on the same page with that. So for me in the beginning, I'm looking for these guys who are going to make me feel comfortable, because this experience overall is a weird one.
Yeah. Right.
And so you want someone who is going to at least bring out your most true self. And so Vince was definitely someone who did that, and Marco as well, for me personally.
Okay. Anyone who stood out negatively right away, in the sense that you're like, this is F-boy 100?
I can't remember if it showed in the episode, but Evander had eyes for Hallie and Hallie only in the introduction. Mm-hmm. And it almost came off a little strategic. I was like, you're not going to be open to anyone. You're just going straight for Hallie. Is this a gameplay or is this like love at first sight? I don't know.
So because you're all dating the same guys, is it like established kind of in the beginning? Like, oh, these ones are kind of my group, or is there like overlap?
So for the first probably 2 days of filming, there was no like our group. Like, we're just getting to know these guys.
Everyone's fair game.
Everyone's fair game is very organic. It's just like we talked to some of the same guys. And then by like day three, it was pretty known like who we each were into. Mm-hmm. And with the exception of one guy, and I won't even announce who that is because that's too much credit to him. But
with the exception of one, he's at home right now like, fuck, this is my moment.
There was one guy that two of us women were into, but it was a very quick conversation of like, you know, I'm good with the group that I have. Go for it, you know? Okay. So that was kind of nice because that was a concern, but it really just kind of worked itself out on its own.
That's good. Yeah, because I'm like, that could be potentially like quite heartbreaking.
Yeah.
If there's that added stress.
Yeah. Where you're like, oh, now it's like competition in another level.
Yeah. That's what I love about this show is it's not about the drama with the women.
Love that.
It's in a weird way, like a very like feminist show, you know, supporting the women and our experience with finding love. And I just, there was no drama with us girls. That's spoiler alert. If you're here for the girl drama, there ain't none.
That's the thing. I love the vibe so much. And that's why I was like, I would be like, sorry, guys, I'm leaving with my new girlies. Yeah. And we're just going to all move in together. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
But no, and it just really, you feel that right away from the show, which is what I've always liked about F-Boy Island in general.
Yeah.
You know, the heat is on the men.
Yeah.
As it should be.
As it should be. Yeah. Okay, so you all end up doing the green flags, the red flags, and then you have your first night together where the guys with the green flags get a little more time, and then the whole group is together. What was the first night like?
Oh my gosh. It was insane. I remember the first thing we did is break out into like a dance. Like, I think they were just trying to get everyone to like loosen up. It didn't make the cut, thank God, because I'm a horrible dancer.
I was like, wait, I don't recall seeing that.
I was like, wait, hold on a second. You already have to explain this. I'm like, are we doing like the hokey pokey? Are we doing like a line dance? Look, is this like a freestyle? It's
whatever you want, whatever your vibe is. And we got a mixture of it all. And that's how they kind of broke the ice with all of us. It's just, all right.
You had to go in a circle and dance by yourself or as a group?
It was like a wedding. Like, it just that kind of vibe of like, we're kind of in a circle, but everyone's kind of pulling people. And it was just wild.
I'd be like, I'm sorry, I need to use the restroom. And I would go have like explosive, you know what, because I'd be so nervous.
I literally was like, get me a drink right now because I'm a horrible dancer and they're going to be so turned off from the get-go. I don't appreciate this. Like, that's probably why I didn't make the cut. They're like, Katie doesn't look good. We got to cut that out. You do see in like maybe miscellaneous previews like a sliver of something, but
that's my thing. We're like, trying to be mysterious right now. I'm like, and if you see me attempt to dance, it's gonna be rough. Okay. Yeah. That's something that I brought out to my husband years into the relationship, so he couldn't leave me. That's the vibe.
Exactly.
Okay, so it was tense, but then you guys ended up...
Yeah, we broke the ice with that, and then it was just like...
So that worked.
It did.
Good to know.
I was like, who wants to pull me away right away so we can get out of this dance circle? So the first night, you know, everyone's pulling the women. And the one thing I noticed right away that was different from my other experiences was it really felt... like you had uninterrupted time. Like the guys.
Really?
Yeah. The men who were comfortable and talking to you were the ones pulling, and they're the ones who are gonna last longer. If you're gonna be scared and stay on the sideline, guess what? None of us know you, and you're probably gonna go home, and the producers aren't here to help you.
So
interesting.
That's very interesting. So a guy could be talking to you if you wanted to talk with him for essentially as long as he wanted to.
I truly feel like I had 20 to 30 minute conversations, which I know sounds crazy because that's not that much time, but in comparison to other experiences, that's a lot of time.
Yeah,
and no, so you get to actually have a real conversation, because oftentimes when you think you're about to be interrupted within like 5 to 8 minutes, you keep it so light. You're like, oh, we can't talk about this because I'm looking over my shoulder, like who's about to interrupt?
Right.
And very quickly I realized like, oh, that's not the vibe here. And so I got to get to know these guys like hard on, I'm sorry.
She said what she said.
I'm still thinking about them right now.
She said.
She meant what she said. She doesn't think about it.
She did what she had to do.
But you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, from the get-go, full intentions, great conversation of deep stuff if we wanted to, you know?
Okay. So now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, this makes so much sense why pretty much all of the 5-minute conversations that the leads are having with the contestants are makeouts, because that's what I want to do if I'm a lead. I'm like, I got 5 minutes. I'm making out with this person right off the top to be like, is there going to be a vibe in general or no? Because I'm not going to learn much about you in 5 minutes. So like, let's just do this thing.
Oh, I kiss a lot of guys within the first 2 nights of filming for sure. Because that is a mentality of like, do we connect physically? If not, like, let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah, let's just be honest with each other and like get to it. Mm-hmm. So time wise, it was quite clear that someone struck your fancy.
Are we talking about Vince?
We're talking about Vince.
Yes.
He seemed to only have eyes for you as
well.
That
was very clear, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, he definitely did, which was great. You know, he's very much my type in terms of his personality. He's obviously very handsome.
Yep.
And yeah, there was a level of comfort and ease with him, mm-hmm. which really helped, you know, entering this new experience of like, all right, I enjoy you. I feel like myself around you. Like, I want to keep getting to know you.
And how was that first kiss, Katie?
Oh, he's a great kisser.
He
was a great kisser, which is good because if it was not good, like, it's very hard to recover from that, you know?
Yeah, it's tough.
It's like, ooh. In some ways, you're like, well, we can learn, but like, it certainly helps when we can skip that step. We're already matching up.
It looked like a good kiss.
It did. Kissing on camera. Is that...
Give her the 411.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, are you, I guess, aware that the cameras are there and you're like, I don't care? Or like, do you forget what's going on and you're in the moment? I don't know. I love a bar makeout, but if there's a camera there, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. The next time we're out, I'll just start filming you really close. Katie will be behind with the phone light and I'll be just filming and we'll see how you do.
The camera crew is truly like in the shadows, wearing all black. So it is very easy to forget that they are there.
Wearing all black.
They're dressed as trees.
As bushes. All of a sudden the boom comes out of the bush.
She's like looking up. Where is that?
It's just in between the makeout, just
the branch.
Yeah, it was easy for me, obviously, because I've done this.
Right.
Now, I will say Hallie, for example, she was a little more reserved with when she wanted to kiss somebody.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm like, I kissed like, I think at least maybe like three guys night one. I can't remember. So I do think it just comes with time because it is weird. It's so weird. But I'm like, well, at this point, I've now been, this is my fourth time now on reality TV. So
right.
This is what I do for a living, apparently.
Wait, do you not remember the first three? Because we only saw Vince
the
first
night. We only saw
one. Yeah.
And then Marco on
Maybe they're hiding some faces. I don't know what goes into who they show and who they don't. But
interesting.
There were more connections than just Vince. I'll say that.
Okay.
Oh my wow. God.
What a tease.
I know.
The other person who was quite interested in getting to know you was Marco.
Yes.
Marco then had an interaction with Jared, who tried to, you know, snake you right away while you guys were at the bar. How did you feel about that?
You know, it's tough. It's because you're trying to be, as the lead, you're trying to be fair.
Yeah.
But also, I am looking for a guy who's going to take charge, you know? And the fact that Jared did and Marco kind of allowed it initially, sorry, you know?
Yeah.
But then tension and it got really emotional and loud. And I was like, okay, now I'm just observing you two because this is an interesting thing that's happening. You know, how are you handling conflict? How are you handling your emotions? How are you pursuing me versus dealing with this drama?
Were you, so there was tension that you were really aware of the first night as well, not just in that second night where it really escalated?
Yeah.
Okay, you felt it that first night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an uncomfortable environment, you know? And that's the thing that people don't realize is like, as much as you want to like judge these men for getting heated or crying, it's a very weird place to try to date. You know, you're in a bunk bed with these other guys in a room, but you're dating like the same girl. Like, I don't, at the end of the day, fault these men for being like intense with how they're feeling.
You know? Emotions running high.
Yeah. It's just, you know, is this a good place for you? Like with Tanner, for example.
Yeah.
I just knew it was not a good place for him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not really fair for us women with our time or him because no one's going to get a true experience of how our interactions are because it was too much for him.
Right.
That's interesting. That's interesting then to be in the position of the lead when you're getting, where you're saying goodbye, we'll say, to certain men, how you're going to choose. Were you choosing to say goodbye, like with Tanner, for instance? So you're not saying goodbye to guys just because you think they're F-boys. So you're knowingly being like, I think I'm going to say goodbye to a nice guy.
Yeah. And that's the tough part. Like, you know, there's guys who definitely give good, nice guy energy, but we're not here just to split money with a nice guy. Like, we're here to make connections and hopefully fall in love. And if we aren't feeling it, or there is something that's just kind of like keeping us in the friend zone, you gotta go.
And did Daniela and Hallie feel that way too, where it's like, hey, we'll keep this guy around even though we think he might be an F-boy just because, you know, someone's having a connection with him?
Oh, well, yeah.
Jared.
Well,
that's, I have some questions.
A lot of follow-ups on that guy.
A lot of follow-ups on that. Okay, let's get into Jared. Because, again, obviously Marco and Jared, they had their moment from that first episode. Daniela was connecting with CJ and Jared, who I really like CJ.
Same.
And I'm like, Daniela, go with CJ, please. How did you feel about Jared from the get?
I remember the first time I got to speak to him, he told me his age, which as a 32-year-old, and I think he was 24 at the time, I interrupted him and said something like, oh, like, you're too young. And then I remember him being like, let me speak. And I was instantly turned off by that.
Understood.
But also, like, maybe he is just taking charge, or he's used to having to defend his young age with maybe he has a mature personality. I don't know. For me, I was like, not interested.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get to know the other women. You know, so with Daniela, she obviously felt a connection and appreciated, you know, his maybe assertiveness and his take charge personality from the get-go, at least. And, you know, had a good feeling about him. They connected on a lot of things in terms of his upbringing. So I can see why she was very excited about him.
Well, and they had some intense chemistry right out the gate. Yeah. I got it.
I mean, same.
I got the chemistry, same. That's for sure. But then definitely as an audience member, I'm like, oh no, oh no. And then, obviously, we're skipping forward to later in the episode, but we find out that indeed he is an F-boy.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yes. I was shocked when I saw that interview because I won't go into detail about how long he sticks around or if he makes it to the end, but there's a roller coaster of, is he a nice guy? Is he an F-boy?
Oh, really?
Constantly throughout the season. And so to see that, I was like, oh, I knew it.
You knew it.
Oh, well, wow. Okay,
because I was actually really shocked as like a viewer not knowing anything that they showed that. I loved that they showed that early on.
Yeah.
Because as a viewer, I like those little nuggets because then we're like screaming at the television like, no, Daniela, no.
Like, don't do it.
Yeah, when they're having then these conversations. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. Well, but you felt it.
I felt it. And when I saw that episode, I was like, I feel so validated now because I will say he tricks me sometimes. He does. Like, he's a good actor.
He tricks you sometimes.
That's all I'm going to say.
Teaser.
Wow.
Okay, well then, in the episode, though, at one point, sorry, we're going to end up probably bouncing all over the place here now at this point, but you at one point go to the Bro Chateau.
Yes.
God, I love that.
I love that.
So much. I'm like, I might not be a bro, but I'm taking it.
Yeah.
You go to the Bro Chateau. You start having conversations with the men while Jared and Daniela have a date. Were you wanting to just gather information because you were kind of like, I like Daniela a lot and I'm feeling nervous about Jared? Like, what was your thought process when you started to do that?
I'm very confident in this experience, and so I know time is short and I know how to navigate this.
Yeah.
And so this was the perfect opportunity, regardless of any gut feeling, because I don't even know that I had one. I think when I asked the question at that time, it was kind of like, well, he's not here. Let's just see what happens.
Right, let's get a consensus a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it was a coin flip. But then when the room got silent, I was like, oh, oops. I opened something I didn't know I was opening. And so it was, that's what I love about this show is like, it's so organic, you know?
Right.
Like, it's just like, I don't know what's going to happen when I ask this. And then it becomes something. I'm like, oh, interesting. Okay.
You're like allowed to ask those questions and then allowed to have conversations with all the men.
And no one's saying like behind the scenes being like, make sure you ask about this or don't talk about, you know, like it's truly us women just navigating it. And I just, there's so many times and I can't wait for you guys to see it where we are doing things on our own and it makes for great relatable television moments.
Wow. So that, were you getting a lot of the men being like, you said it fell silent upon the crowd. So the men felt a certain way.
Yeah. The guys didn't know how to handle it though, because there is this balance of like, are you going to be the snitch or are you staying out of the drama?
I always think about that, like being the lead and having to, I mean, they're coming up and telling you all different things, right? So it's like, who do you believe? Who do you trust? And then the person that's telling you, being the snitch, what do you think of that person? Like, are you like, oh, now I trust you? Or are you kind of like, this is kind of sus?
Yeah, I think it depends who's telling you. That's the hard part. There's no black and white when we're doing this, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, are they being strategic and trying to get him out because he's like obviously a front runner with Daniela?
Right.
Or are you like a good hearted, you're giving nice guy vibes and you are really like looking out for us women by being like, hey, watch out, you know?
Yeah, because the snitch, that is an interesting factor because with Bryce, first night, he goes to Hallie and he's like, just FYI, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but there's somebody in here. Ian, who ends up lying about his age.
Oh my gosh. And then Ian, his line where he's like, he just doesn't have good character, set me. I was like, he's lying.
You're lying about your age? Like, oh my God.
I wish you guys could have seen the entire moment of that. It was wild. The amount of like back and forth from like us women, Ian, the men, all about his age was, I was like, this is going to be an interesting season. Here we go.
Oh, like the fact that then, he held, he's like, he's got bad character. And you're like, what? And then like 5 seconds later, it's like, I was lying. Whomst is this?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But Bryce did, I mean, it was true what he told Hallie.
Right.
But then he's in the house doing this thing where he's like, I'm gonna screw over all of you.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I did get nice guy energy from him. Like, I didn't think he was going to be an F-boy. But I'm like, this is a strange strategy that you're going to go with. Because everyone's going to have their eyes on you to be like, we're getting this guy out of the house because he's a snitch. And then also as, you know, the leads on the show, I'd be like, why are you doing this?
Right.
How would you feel about the guy who's like ratting everybody out?
I'm like, you're done. Like, I probably wouldn't believe them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know. I'm like, just mind your business. Like, I'm the prize. I don't need to know about the talkings behind. And, like, we'll just take this as face value. And that's how I'll make my decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll make my own judgments on these other people.
Yeah.
If it was the girls, though, coming up and being like, I have concern, I think that's different.
Yeah.
But the boys, I don't know. The snitches, I love watching them. I think it's hilarious, but that would be tough, I think.
Yeah. And I what I loved about the show too is because it feels very like Nikki Glaser said, she's like, this is the realest reality TV show on air right now.
Truly though.
Yeah. You could feel it. You can
feel that.
You could feel it with the Bryce moment. And that was like a big sign to me of how real it is.
Yeah.
Is that with any other reality TV, that guy would have stayed much longer.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been like, no, he's going to cause drama because he's going to be trying to, you know, screw over this person. And we actually know he's a nice guy and it's going to be shocking and we're going to keep him around longer. But the fact that, you know, you all were like, eh. And then Hallie was like, no, specifically like, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. Da da da. I was like, oh, they're making the calls here.
Yeah. There was never a moment where they told us you cannot send somebody home or that you need to keep someone. Every decision we got to make, which I know people at home are like, what do you mean? It's just like, look.
They're like, huh?
You're read
like,
between the lines, people. Like, yeah, we got to run this show. The women got to run this show and just be ourselves. And I cannot emphasize that enough because it still makes great television. And I hope people take notes on that going forward because we don't need manufactured drama. We don't need to be your puppets. We are real people with real emotions and the drama and the love will happen on its own.
Yeah. And also then too, just like happy leads.
Mm-hmm. Happy leads make great television, guys.
They're out, you know, causing ruckus in the middle of the night.
We're having a blast.
They're having a great time. Okay. But back to Jared then.
Yeah.
So you get notes from the men. Mm-hmm. They're like, we don't know.
Yeah.
We're not vibing. You then decide to tell Daniela.
Mm-hmm.
Were you nervous about saying something? Did you have any moment where you were like, I don't know if I want to tell, like, if is this going to cause maybe drama between us? Should I share it?
This is like so honest for behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It was a very challenging situation to be in because I'm approaching it from my own experiences of like, I wish I had women during The Bachelorette and how like, I feel very protective of these girls now. And I was actually so emotional about the situation and knowing like, oh my gosh, she's going to come in and be so happy on her date and I'm going to like bring her down.
Right.
I actually felt, and it's not really shown much on there, but I was very emotional about it and very nervous and sad to like tell her. And then Hallie's over here like, girl, why are you crying?
Because it was like, to be honest, from my perspective as a viewer and having never done reality TV, I was cracking up with the Hallie with the cough scene because I would have done exactly what Hallie did. I would have been like, you know, if she's vibing with him, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah,
totally.
So yeah, what was then like the dynamic moving forward from then?
I mean, the more we got to know each other, you know, like you guys know me and know my heart. You know, Hallie and I had a lot of conversations about, she thought I was crazy when we first met.
Oh my God.
But then she got to know me and know my heart and know like, because she thought I was like fake crying at one point. And I was like, no girl, I'm a sensitive person. I feel all the emotions.
Right.
You know, and for me, I've done this before and I know how heartbreaking it is to be lied to be used, to have someone, you know, treat you poorly. And so we just grew as sisters throughout the entire experience. But I remember very early on being like, God, these girls think I'm a nuts. Like, I'm a freak.
I'm like, Katie Thurston, bless your sweet soul, is the person who I, like, 10 minutes before we started mentioned, like, Evan was having a little bit of a hard time with this, and you just started bawling. I was like, your sweet soul.
My heart feels for everybody. Yeah.
But okay, oh. Yeah, because I was, that was an interesting moment to me because I was wondering as a lead, like, how do you feel with that moment where you're like, I want to share this with her because I've heard all these things, but also like, there could be tension from it, you know.
When I didn't want it to backfire either. Like, if I'm wrong, if you
sat on the information.
You took a risk.
Yeah. Well, and until whenever his moment comes that he is public about his reveal, I didn't know. You know, I kept going back and forth on that man.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad then that we get to find out in this premiere that we all know so that we can then watch and observe.
I felt good about that. I felt like, yes. That's sweet
relief.
I knew it.
That's sweet relief. What were your thoughts? So then we said, talking about Hallie. Mm-hmm. So we know then who Daniela, her connections were. Hallie really was connecting, it seems like, with EJ and with Evander.
Yes.
When you're in this situation, are you like encouraging, like, oh, I really like this person and see that connection more? Was there someone that you were?
Okay. Keem and EJ are twins.
Yes.
And I kept mixing them up.
I'm obsessed that they put twins on there.
I know.
I was like, these two. And they did, and they the twin and the other twin.
And they're so funny, too.
Love them. But when she was pursuing EJ, it was so confusing for me because it was like, did I just talk to him or was it your brother? And at one point, I'm talking to one of the twins and I mentioned something. He's like, that's my brother. And I was like, this is going to be so challenging.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But Evander, like I said, was very into Hallie from the get-go. Yeah. So I was very excited that she also was feeling something with him because that's what you want, is you want a guy who's very focused on you. You know, for me, that was Vince and Evander for Hallie. And so I was excited for them to have their date.
I got to tell you, I was obsessed with Hallie's strategy of putting Evander in the bottom two first night. Yes. Oh.
When loved. She was like, I might just put him in the bottom again. I lived. I was like, I would do that.
Yes. I thought of you when that happened.
I'm like, you're going to be at the bottom again.
Every single week, you're like, this is my favorite guy. So he's in the bottom. So he's sweating every single week. But I thought that was a great strategy move, too, where you're like, all right, I don't know. I really like him, but I am feeling like, is he maybe an F-boy? So I'm going to see how he responds and how he reacts first night.
Yeah, I love Hallie's strategy. She is such a powerful woman, and she cannot be with anything but a powerful man. And so by asserting her control and putting him in the bottom, I was like, yes,
loved
queen.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, and I know you can't reveal, so Aunt Katie, I have to tell you, I really like Evander. I do not think he's an F-boy. I think he's a nice guy.
I think he's a nice guy.
Right?
I think he's like trying to play up an F-boy.
Yes, because like, of the moment.
Yes, and like the cameras are there and all the things. I think he's a nice guy, almost pretending to be an F-boy, but secretly a nice guy.
That's my vibe, because there was the moment after their date when they were like having such like a cute time. They had them in that like giant wine glass. It was like, what a moment. But he then, you know, asked if he could kiss her, and it was very sweet. And then he went back to the Rose Chateau, and he was like, you know, you can't just ask to kiss. Like, we had a kiss. I'm like, okay, Evander.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, just be you. We love you for you. You don't have to say that.
Right.
I'm getting a nice guy, but I'm worried because I think he's a nice guy, and I think Hallie. It might be one of those things where they might think he's an F-boy.
He's confusing.
And then he might get cut. And I'm like, no, because I think he's a nice guy. That's just my guess.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, I know you can't say anything, but that's how
good
I was
observations.
Feeling. Blink once for yes, once for F-boy.
I'm like trying to blink. My eyes hurt now, guys. Stop.
I'm going to tape them open.
Closing.
Yeah.
Okay. So your first date.
Yes.
You choose Marco.
Yes.
Was there a reason that you chose Marco instead of Vince? Because clearly you and Vince hit it off real well the first night.
That's exactly why I chose Marco. Is Vince felt like a good, safe spot. You know, again, time is limited. So I know I have a connection with Vince.
Yeah.
Let me see where my connection with Marco is. That was important for me to kind of filter out some of these strong front runners, if necessary, and see where things go. So Vince, I already knew, like, you're going to be here for a hot minute. Marco, I'm still on the fence. Like, are you F-boy? Are you nice guy? What are you about? I needed more one-on-one time with him, especially given all the chaos that was going on and whatnot. Yeah. So that was my decision.
Okay. Your date with Marco was my favorite of your moments.
I lived for it.
It was so funny. You had all the lines. I was obsessed. That date, again, watching being good friends with you, was like, oh, this is how I see Katie out in the wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're,
I would agree,
giving him a hard time. He's a comedian, and so you're hitting him with like those zingers, and he's like, he's trying to keep up, and he wants
to. Oh, bless his heart.
You said that you were a little nervous that he was a comedian, thinking that he might be an F-boy.
Yeah. I mean, we all know here in this room, the comedian lifestyle is an interesting one, especially when it comes to dating and to women, you know? And so I did approach Marco with caution because I'm like, who are you? What are you? Are you actually here looking for love? You know, and then he throws in he's also an actor. So I'm like, great. Yeah. From LA. Okay.
Like, oh, no. You're like, so, you want to add model onto that list? Right?
I think he is.
Probably.
He's hot enough to be one.
Yeah. Yes, he is very cute.
So obviously, I love a funny guy. We're riffing off each other. We're having just so much fun.
Yeah.
But comedians, I know it's funny saying it as myself being one, it's a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, and it is very hard to pursue a relationship as one comic, let alone two. So just really trying to figure out, you know, what is he about?
Yeah. Watching it, I felt like, I'm like, I could see this working because you all were having like a lot of fun
just
together.
Just fun. And it was like very energized and I don't know. It was exciting to watch.
I feel like he could handle the jokes too.
Oh, that's a big test.
Yeah.
You know, I need you to understand sarcasm and humor. And if you don't and I have to explain myself, you're out.
Yeah, you can't. You just don't have the time.
Yeah. So despite any of like the drama that he was going through, like Marco obviously was a big front runner for me the first two nights of filming.
I want to ask something before then we dive into the drama. The kiss.
The editing on that, like, I want that for every date I go on, for like me to like,
you're like, can I get an ITM following me around for all my dates,
literally, and then like go ask him what he thought, and then I'll just like watch it back for my own pure entertainment. That made me laugh so hard.
Oh my gosh.
What did you say, the circle and triangle?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
We've all been there, though, right? Where it's like the dance isn't dancing. Yeah. You know, the tongues are doing their own thing, and this is not working, you know? But I kind of chalk it up to nerves a little bit, and, you know, I want to give another shot for the makeouts, you know? Because he's so attractive, so charming, so funny. He is someone I'd be like, okay, fine, we'll work on the makeout. We'll figure it out.
Was it a factor in putting him in the bottom two? Because I know there was the drama
check
later,
that ego.
And you were like, I didn't necessarily love the response. I'm, you know, wondering about these things. Was the kiss a factor?
No, the kiss was not a factor in the bottom two.
Kind of wish you would have said yes.
No, but it was kind of like a reality check of like, bro, calm down, focus on why you're here.
Yeah.
Like you said, Katie, like there's a level of like, okay, there's going to be drama and we're going to talk about it. But then at some point it's like, shut the hell up about the drama and focus on our connection.
Yeah. Right.
And it was like, bro, I'm going to make you nervous for a minute. Get your shit together or you will be going home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. The power.
Oh yeah.
So much power.
Yeah.
So much power. Okay. So with the drama, what is it like? Because like you were saying, Katie, talking about watching it back and then like seeing how Marco was like, best kiss ever. And Katie was like, circle and triangle would be incredible. What is it like to watch back or to watch for the first time ITMs, moments in the bro chateau that you were unaware of? Because that was a moment with Marco when he came back into the bro chateau. And he was doing his little dance at first. I was kind of like, I wonder how Katie feels seeing a guy come back and doing a dance. Like, does she like it? Does she hate it? And then him saying, I don't kiss and tell. Mm-hmm. I'm like getting those context clues all of a sudden. Because from someone who has been married to someone for many years, been together with Evan for like 18, I was thinking about how even if this man who I've been with for 18 years, you put a camera on him alone with other people, watching that would be weird.
Yeah.
And he'd feel the same way about me. If all of a sudden there was a camera on me and I was with friends and he'd watch it, he'd be like, oh, that was a different take than I thought that she would say.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. That's a weird dynamic right. to me. What does that feel like?
There are so many emotions that get stirred up with every single episode because you're watching relationships start. You're like, that's the first time I met this person. And in some ways, that's very like fun and exciting to watch for some of these people. And in other ways, you're like sad because you know where things are going, you know? Yeah. So that's the one thing about reliving these moments is like, oh, look at how cute this person looks on that day. And then you just know the future of that person. And in some ways that's exciting. And in other ways that's sad. So it's very interesting to watch it back.
That is so interesting. Do you feel like, do you have a lot of moments where then you're watching them in their ITMs or in the Bro Chateau where you're like, I did not like that and I wish I would have known?
You know, it sounds stupid, but I don't have regrets. You know, sometimes you can have almost too much information. Mm, you know, some things are meant to be private, and unfortunately we are being recorded all the time, so they're not. You know, I can only lean on our one-on-one interactions, and that's mostly what I was doing. So far, again, I've only seen the first two episodes too.
Right.
So far, I'm okay with what I've seen, but where things are about to go in the next couple weeks,
I'm like, keep a camera on Jared.
I don't know. Yes. So I'm nervous. I am nervous because those private, you know, ITMs are in the moment of what they call them. You really see a certain side. Sometimes they're vulnerable or sometimes they're Jared where they're like, I don't even like her. And I'm like, what? That man said that?
Also, like, how dare you? Daniela is a queen.
Seriously.
He wishes.
That really, really got me mad. Okay, that's interesting because that was a dynamic that I just kept thinking about now. I think because, again, it's someone that I have a relationship with, I was watching this feeling more personal than I think I've ever felt watching reality TV before. And I watch a lot of reality TV.
Yes, you do.
But I was like, it felt all of a sudden I was having certain thoughts that I didn't have before watching reality TV because it was like, oh, I know you. Mm-hmm. And then as your friend too, I'm like, I don't want her to get hurt and I wouldn't want to protect her. And watching then Marco say, I'm not going to kiss and tell. I was like, okay, I like that. I like that move. I'm like, was it strategic? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was strategic.
You're like, I live for a boy with strategy.
The further along we go, the more I start asking that exact question. I'm like, are you guys being strategic in what's happening? What is real? What is not? That is the hardest part about the show.
Yeah, it's so different.
Not knowing who they are because you're allowed to be there with the for the wrong reasons. You know, that is acceptable on this show. And that's what makes it even more scary. You know, whereas every other show, it's very serious. You got to be here for love and an engagement. And it's like, there are people here being supported as F-boys. And that is so scary.
That is true. Because it's like, I guess at the end of the day, Jared went on the show and it's like, I'm an F-boy.
Yep. He's there for the money, honey.
Damn.
Or is he? There's always a reformed F-boy. And that's a good case scenario.
True. Yeah. If he changes his tune all of a sudden midway through, it's like, I'm really falling in love with her.
Men grow. Women are powerful. We move mountains.
This is not something that I was considering, and now all of a sudden I'm spiraling. That's kind of crazy. Okay.
Jess wakes up at 2 a.m. like, is he?
All I can see is Jared. All I can see is Jared in my dream.
Will he or won't he?
Okay, this is a random one. I have to ask about Pierce.
Mm.
Sunshine.
Oh my god, why?
Why and also obsessed?
Oh my
gosh.
Like,
is he a plant that they brought in to keep these men calm and peaceful?
I was thinking that he's like leading a yoga retreat.
I was like, these men are going to need some deep breaths. So the show brought him in and they're like, listen, Pierce is here. The men are going to be obsessed with him. He brings them words of wisdom. And, you know, at that one moment when he was like, Vince, just like speak from your heart.
Oh
and
my
Vince
God.
Like was able to breathe through things.
Pierce was someone I...
Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, did anybody talk to Pierce?
Yes, yes. No, Pierce...
He was just floating in the corner the entire time.
He is someone I was like, he is an undercover F-boy. That was what I thought when I met him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like hidden in plain sight kind of vibes, you know? Like, I couldn't get a good vibe from him, like, in terms of, are you being real right now? Or are you just trying so hard to hide your true self, which is maybe an F-boy.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Like, if all of a sudden
I would die.
He's like doing a full shtick where he's like, I'm gonna play this character, like he's an actor and he's like, this is the role, I'm gonna be Sunshine, and then all of a sudden
he comes back with like a shaved head and like a chain around his neck.
Exactly. All of a sudden he just like pops out one day and he's like, actually I'm a fucking F boy.
That's
and he's
the a thing.
Totally different personality.
You guys, the show is wild. Like, that's literally a possibility.
Oh my God. Katie, how did you do it? I'd be so paranoid the entire time.
I was. Yeah. And it got worse and worse every week because I'm like, oh shoot, I'm starting to like these guys, but now I'm every episode you're learning who they are when they get sent home and you're just like,
right,
I'm thrown off now. I don't know anything about anything.
Can I ask this? Can you say if there's someone who shocks you on the show?
Yes, there is. And it's the worst one for me.
My nipples just got crazy.
I'm like, what?
Like, even that question, my heart is like semi-breaking, reliving that moment.
Whoa.
Wait, no, now I feel really nervous.
I'm trying...
Okay. I think it is Aunt Katie.
And I'm not even exaggerating that, guys. I'm being so honest and real with that answer. This isn't clickbait. This is, the show is wild.
Marco.
You can guess out loud.
Okay. Marco.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you, but okay.
You think Marco?
Just from the first two episodes.
I was going to say Marco, but now I'm like feeling nervous.
Pierce.
Like, it's Pierce. He broke her heart. No, like I'm feeling Vince because I feel so confident that Vince is a nice guy.
If it's Vince, that would be crazy.
The hard part about the show...
She ignores us. She's like, so anyway.
Well, people are F-boys for their own reason. That's the thing.
Right.
There's no definition, you know? So some people come back as, you know, they want to be an F-boy because they're heartbroken. They're just not ready to date. Some people are F-boys because they love dating around, you know?
Well, I was going to say, too, like, let's be real. There's probably some of the nice guys who actually are F-boys.
You will see a nice guy, self-proclaimed, might I add, in all caps, who really comes off as an F-boy when he goes home.
That's so interesting.
I actually was thinking that.
Because I was like, okay.
Just because you say it doesn't make it true.
Right.
Correct.
The thing about it is, just because you speak it doesn't mean that it's the truth. Yeah. And
correct.
That's a fact. Because I was looking at some of these guys, and some of them who, like we said, first episode, I was like, most all these guys I know for a fact, they're all F-boys. Then I'm like, oh my God, what if a nice one? They decide that they're a nice guy. What's to say that they are?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who's doing the background check on this?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody. Nobody at all.
Wow, oh my God. It just makes it so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I'm on pins and needles.
I know. Can't wait.
Now I'm panicking. Back to Marco with the drama. We have them the mixer. Daniela decides to tell Jared what she heard, which, by the way, loved that. Mm-hmm. Loved that she wasn't, like, asking around. I love that she right away just went to Jared.
Directly to him.
And was just like, I heard this. You tell me. I'm not even going to talk to the other guys about it. Like, you tell me. Didn't love the way then that he responded, and she didn't seem to either. She was walking away, and she was like, cocky motherfucker. Like, she was...
Right, annoyed.
Mm-hmm. And then he went... And made it, he basically got a podium, pulled a mic out, and was just like, hear ye, which one of you fuckers said something about me? And came for Marco.
Right.
Pretty quick. That looked real wild.
It was so crazy. This is so early. And I'm like, what are these guys doing? Also, it wasn't even Marco, which I felt bad for, but I'm not going to throw Connor under the bus.
Interesting. Okay, because we saw a clip of Marco saying something, but he wasn't the one who was
Connor. Connor was the guy that really put me over the edge when it came to Jared. Connor was the one, which is why if you watch it back, they cut to Connor for his reaction because he's the one who did it, but Marco is taking all the punches.
Oh. Wow. Okay, that also would then line up with why then Marco was so upset too.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're coming for me and I really didn't say anything.
Truly.
Right. Okay, interesting. What did Connor say that put you over the edge?
Oh my gosh. He said so many different things, you know, and it was so funny reflecting back on it because I remember telling Daniela, and then she kinda asked the same thing. She's like, well, like what? But by the time we got to that point, I was like, well, I don't really like remember, but I know it was bad.
Well, you're also like taking in so much information and like just senses.
I'm like trying to remember people's names, trying to remember what we're doing here, all the conversations.
Right. To reapply lipstick.
Yeah. So truly.
Like, do I need to?
You're perfect.
So by the time, like even in this question, I'm like, to be so honest, I don't remember. Even with Daniela, she's like, well, like what else did he say? I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I just know it was bad, you know? So then I am starting to second guess myself. So I'm like, damn, am I being too quick on the trigger with Jared? Because I can't even remember the things that are said. I just know my emotions in that moment, which were Jared is probably not a good guy.
Yeah, right. Concern.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then Jared makes the declaration. He singles out Marco. Mm-hmm. Marco starts walking in your direction. And I loved when you were like, I don't want him coming over. I don't want him. Were you just like, I don't want to be in the middle of this. Let them deal. Like, is that what you were feeling? Like, let them figure it out themselves.
Yeah. I don't need that negative energy. Yeah. This is definitely whatever is happening is not about me right now. So you guys can handle it on your own. Like, I don't want to be part of this. And I certainly don't want to have a one-on-one conversation with you while you're all heated and intense. You know, like, that's not a good look for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Was he coming over to, like, let you know?
Like, explain his situation or...
I could not tell you what that man thought when he was going to come over.
Oh, where's my phone? Give me his number.
Ring, ring. Marco.
Should we get him on the pod? I'll call him right now.
Marco, what were you thinking?
Yeah. So I don't know. I just know I didn't want to be part of that. I was there to have a good time one-on-one with the guys that I like. And whatever this screaming match is happening, keep me out.
Good for you.
Yeah. So you're observing this. Obviously, now we're seeing in ITMs, Marco was crying. He was emotional. Mm. As a viewer, I was having mixed feelings about the situation because on the one hand, like you were saying before, it's like everyone, the emotions are running high. And then also now knowing, too, what you're saying is that you were talking to Connor and Mark was a little bit like, why me? But it was reactive. That's on the other hand that I was like, I'd be a little bit like red flag here. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the situation?
I definitely agree with exactly what you're saying, which is like, in some ways, I get it. This is a weird place and emotions are going to be kind of unnatural. But in others, it's like, but the rest of the men are behaving. Why are you acting this way?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it really was slowing us down for early connections. Because like I said, Marco is definitely someone that was a front runner when I first met him. And then to have this drama happen so early, I was like, ugh. Do I want to keep getting to know him? How true is this to his personality? How he handles conflict? You know, I don't want that in a partner.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of get, like, a get-out-of-jail-free card, but, like, step it up.
Yeah. We then go to elimination. You put Marco on the chopping block. You end up keeping him. Is that moment something that did really stick with you for whatever the remainder of his time is?
TBD.
For that moment with Marco, it was kind of like, strike three, you're out. This is your last chance.
Interesting. Okay, so that became one and two. Mm-hmm. That was strike one and two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Using them fast. Night one, night two.
Yes.
Honestly, though, I guess. I mean, I didn't even think about
that. That's timeline.
That's two. It was two mixers in a row that there was drama that involved him.
Yeah, and I'm like, I like you. I want to get to know you, but the things I'm seeing so far are not a good look.
Yeah.
And, you know, I keep kind of giving you the benefit of the doubt, but I can only do that for so long. And then at some point, I had to look at things for face value and be like, this is who you are. This is how you are handling conflict. This is not for me.
Yeah.
So by putting him on the bottom, it was like, I hope you're nervous because I need you to step it up.
I was so stoked that you put him in the bottom for that reason.
Same.
I was like, do it, girl.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to, because basically we had Marco and we had Vince, who we had like the most ITMs for when it came to you, and the most screen time we had with you. What is it like to watch them in their ITMs both kind of be like, Marco's not the guy for her, I am, and I'm confident of that, or Vince is not the guy for her, and I'm confident of that? What does that make you feel like?
Like a queen.
I was gonna say amazing.
Yeah. No. I love getting to see these interactions and know that these men early on were very confident and wanting to pursue our connection.
Yeah.
You know, like it is refreshing to be like, okay, like at least where I was at that point with those two guys, we were all kind of on the same page in terms of like, these are front runners for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if like watching it would be like, don't be cocky. You don't know who the right person for me is, or if it would be like, I feel like a queen.
I want them to feel so delusional in the love we have for each other. Like please, honey, be intoxicated by me.
You better. Oh my God. Okay. Well, with that final elimination, we had Danielle. She had Jared and Bryce on the chopping block. She ended up axing Bryce, who was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then Hallie had Chris and Marquis on the chopping block, who Marquis had been cracking me up.
Yeah.
Because from day one, it was like the second you guys had the red flag, green flag moment, and he was like, I really connected with all of them. Or like, we had our connections, and they're like, what, you saw them for 5 seconds? Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
He was cracking me up. And then, of course, you had Marco and Tanner. Like you said, you sent Tanner home because he just seemed like a nice guy who just, this maybe wasn't the space for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallie chooses to send home Chris.
Yeah.
Who was in your bottom two. The first elimination,
mm-hmm.
you sent home Dio
yes.
because you thought he was an F boy.
Dio.
Gotta love
Dio. What did you think about Dio?
When he's just standing there, like, he just was confused. Like, it's like, what is he doing here?
Like, why are you, yeah. would you keep smiling?
No, like, Pierce made more sense to me. He had more of a purpose than Dio.
I was like, I had thought that Dio was an F-boy, too. Oh, I'm like, the way no, that he came out so dancing, I was like, he's an F-boy.
He's a Chippendales dancer, guys.
Wait, is he for real?
Yeah.
Really?
And a nice guy, so...
Oh my god, I was like, he's very sweet. He is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. Chippendales like, dancer. I'm like, wait a second, we're going to Vegas soon.
Yes. Should we hit Dio up? Hit him up.
Should we?
Dio, we're coming for ya. But he did seem like a really sweet guy once he was like chatting.
He seemed very
but
sweet.
I would have thought he was an F boy too.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, you sent Dio home. He was a nice guy. And then you had Chris stay. Hallie got rid of Chris. Chris was an F boy. That shocked me. Oh. And then his
exit.
Tell us about Chris, because was this out of left field the way that he interacted during his exit, or was he'd been acting like that the whole time?
I thought for sure Chris was going to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he was in San Diego. So I was like, oh, like there's a possibility here.
And he's cute.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked him all the questions to figure out a San Diego F boy, and he was passing.
Which what does that look like to you? You a San Diego F boy.
A San Diego F boy is if you're hanging out in PB at the bars. Like that's the F boy. Row for
Understood.
Sure
and rubbing your hands together rubbing like you the mentioned.
Hands oh, that was so funny
it's such a thing and I can't unsee it now.
It was an iconic moment and it really was a gift to all of us because now we can all be fully aware.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, when he came out as an F boy, I was so disappointed because I had such great conversations with him and it was like, he has to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
And when he wasn't, and then the exit with the shirt, I was like, you're an annoying F boy is what you are.
No, but I love that he's like, don't put that on television.
And they're like, we absolutely are going to put that like, on television.
Zooming in.
You're like, start from the top.
And yeah. Recut.
Yes.
But okay, so you said that you had a great conversation with him though. Mm-hmm. Was that after the first elimination or before?
I feel like it was night one. I can't remember.
So then why'd you put him on the chopping block?
You know, you gotta pick who your strongest connections are to keep.
Got
and
it.
On the bottom, you're just kind of, you don't really know.
Okay.
You know, a good conversation doesn't mean much, you know?
Sure.
It's night one. But let's see how these conversations go after like 2 weeks of
you're
talking.
Like, send you home, maybe see it in PB if this doesn't work out for me later.
Exactly.
Understood.
Exactly.
Understood.
Yeah.
That was such a wild exit.
Oh my gosh.
Such a wild exit. Yes. I couldn't get over it.
I'm like hoping for more of those this season.
There will be so much fun stuff to see this season.
I'm really excited to, okay, give us this. Obviously, we're seeing you, it, at least again from what we're observing, mm-hmm. is Vince and Marco being like front runners.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other people that you really connect with?
Yes. Yes, and you will get to see that on
next week's episode.
Okay, oh my gosh, I can't
mm-hmm.
wait.
Okay.
Yep. I'm excited for next week's episode.
The teaser, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait.
Yes.
I'm like, give it all to us. Okay, so because now I'm fixated after watching this premiere that it was like, it's Vince and Marco, but I keep forgetting that like, okay, this is only just a tiny bit of the way in. There's mm-hmm. way more time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I don't know, I feel like this season is going to be airing through like early December. So there's a lot.
That's a long time.
There's a lot to catch up on and to watch and to see. And I'm excited because right now it's very, very intro, right? Like there's all these guys. Right. Here's the setup of how the show works. You know, here's the women. I think you guys are going to get really invested in these men the more you get to know them and see them on camera.
I'm so excited because that's the thing. I like the way that they edit and do the show where you have Vince and Marco. Hallie has EJ and Evander, and Daniela has CJ and Jared. Mm-hmm. And in my brain, I've kind of like now fixated on that, mm-hmm. where I'm like, okay, I want CJ for Daniela. I want Evander right. for Hallie.
But there's so many more options.
I don't know how I'm feeling for you. I really like Vince a lot.
Yeah.
And Marco, I liked him. Mm-hmm. He's giving me some red flags. So I'd probably lean in and say Vince. Because okay. so far, he's just been absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
But again, I'm fixating on these first two episodes.
Yeah. You will see new connections for episode 3. Not just for me, but for the other women as well. So it really is only the beginning.
Oh, I can't wait.
What a tease. Okay. As you stand now, mm-hmm. I have to ask that stereotypical question. How are you feeling right now?
I feel good. Like, overall, I just feel good.
And are you happy?
I am very happy. I'm happy. Like, it's been a crazy summer. And, you know, here we are. It's finally all coming back to our televisions to relive for myself and live in life.
Now, seen on other interviews, but of course, do know this. You did film Bachelor in Paradise first.
Yes.
And then F-Boy.
Yep.
How do you feel about that?
I'm happy with all my reality TV experiences this year, which is crazy because my last, you know, experience is heavy. It felt very right. heavy. You know, we were still in the pandemic. It was just a very weird season, you know? And even relationship-wise, when I was engaged to Blake, he's in Canada, I'm in the U.S. Everything was just, like, yeah. working against us, it felt like, you know, in terms of coming off the show. Like, everything was just chaotic. Everything felt chaotic when I was done filming The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
This year, to be done filming Bachelor in Paradise and F-Boy Island, I'm like the happiest I have been. And I say that with my full heart to both the shows. Like, it's just been such a shift in like where I'm at in life and how I feel and mentally and like.
You're starting to cry.
No. I'm just choking on my spit, okay, guys? But no, like it just feels good. Yeah. In comparison, I just feel like I'm in the best place I have been mentally in my last 3 years of television.
I'm just so happy for you because, you know, getting all of us actually, you know, the three of us getting close over like this past year, there was, I'm not gonna lie to you, a sense of nervousness. I was like so excited for you when you told me that you were gonna be diving back into reality TV, but I was yep. nervous for you, Katie and I, when you were gone and we didn't hear from you for months. Okay? I'd like everybody to think about that for a second. Yeah. If you haven't had a loved
think
one go on
us.
Reality
us.
You haven't had a loved one go on reality TV where all of a sudden you can't talk to them for months and you're just yeah. like, what is going on? How are they? Where are they? I'm trying to look up your location and the phone yeah. is off. But Katie and I would be talking about, you know, we'd feel like nervous. We'd randomly mm-hmm. have like a day that all of a sudden we'd hop on the phone and be like, I wonder what Katie's doing. Is she okay? Is yeah. she crying right now somewhere?
Probably.
Like, what's happening? But you came back and you have seemed like more centered and glowy and at peace mm-hmm. than I've ever seen you.
Yeah. I think I know who I am. And I know how to navigate reality TV better
yeah.
and getting
yeah.
to stay true to myself. And I think that's the difference is I was very much in this weird space before. And now I just feel so just solid. I just feel solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
Well, happiness looks great on you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely stunning. And we will be seeing you on the beach soon.
Yes.
And will you come venture back and visit me?
Oh.
Behind the mic when that happens.
Oh my gosh. We have to recap
okay.
the episode with Blake, my ex-fiance.
I always forget you have an ex-fiance.
So does America sometimes, honestly.
Fun fact, Aunt Katie has not yet ever watched
yeah.
Katie Thurston's season of The Bachelorette. And every once in a while, Katie Thurston and I will like make a comment about like an old, you know, moment or whatever. And Aunt Katie's like, huh? I'm,
like so out of the loop.
I'm yeah. like, have you ever seen what Blake even looks like? The ex-fiance?
He's hot.
He's very hot.
I forget, actually.
We'll Google yeah. it afterwards. But you're going to have to watch then this Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
I will say this, you know, Evan and I have been recapping Bachelor in Paradise so far. You know, I've always loved Blake.
Mm-hmm.
So far in the sand, we've been loving watching him again.
Yeah. He's great. He really is great. I have nothing bad to say about Blake, truly.
Can you say if we're going to see any sort of interaction with you and Blake on the sand?
I don't think you can avoid. Yeah. Not. You have to talk to him when you get there. So, yeah, that Blake and I definitely will have a conversation. That's not why I'm there, though. I'll tease that. Everyone thinks I'm there to just talk to Blake and leave. But there's some interesting stuff that's coming up, and I'm very excited for that episode as well.
You have so much going on.
Hot girl summer, guys. Yes, it was a hot girl summer
in the fall. She filmed her hot girl summer.
She filmed it.
And now we get to live it.
It's so iconic she filmed it.
Yeah.
Katie, we love you. You're our queen. I am so excited to keep watching this season of F-Boy Island. Everybody, you need to tune in. If you haven't watched the premiere episode, the 2-hour-long premiere, you need to. It was so good.
So good.
And just keep watching. And now I'm on pins and needles. And yes. I cannot wait.
It's free on the CW app to watch
really?
It next
really?
Day. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely free. Now, if you have Hulu, it's on Hulu as well.
Oh, I have Hulu.
If you're Canadian tuning in, it's on City TV. So I'm spamming everyone. You have no excuse not to watch it.
Oh, my gosh. No excuse. You heard it here
like,
first.
In the UK, you can do it.
You might have to use like a VPN. I don't know about that one. But
like, don't listen to Anthony.
Never listen.
But yes, everyone must watch. It's free to watch, so figure it out, and then by all means keep telling me how you feel about it, because I'm excited and I hope everyone else is just as excited.
I cannot wait. We'll chat again on mic after you hit the sand, and then we're gonna have to have a follow-up conversation too.
Life is happening about and you ladies are part of it.
I yes. cannot wait. We love you so much, family. Tune into F-Boy Island. You will not regret it. Aunt Katie, thank you so much for being my co-host.
Oh, gosh.
Honor. It was girls time.
I know.
Katie,
thanks
love
for
you.
Having me, ladies.
Thank you so much for spilling the tea. We love you. Family, we love you so much. And we'll talk on Thursday for Love is Blind recaps. Oh, my God. Wedding and reunion. We love you. Bye.